From Spark and Anvil and Prism Forge, this is Focus, in Chapter 1 of the Prism Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Focus was a small langur. He wore a tiny optometrist coat. It had pockets for all his lenses. His fur was warm gray. Creamy rings circled his big, curious eyes. He looked a bit like a cartoon character, but he was very real. Focus loved to bring light rays together or spread them apart. He worked at a small workbench. Lenses of all shapes and sizes lay there. Focus was small. He was warm gray. Creamy rings circled his eyes. He was super curious. He loved to bring light rays together or spread them out. He often said, "Converging lenses focus, diverging lenses spread." That's how every optical device works. His favorite thing was his lens toolkit. It was always with him. He had a magnifying glass, that was a converging lens. He had a concave eyeglass, that was a diverging lens. He had many other lenses too. Some were thick, some were thin. He also carried a tiny projection screen. It folded flat. He could set it up anywhere. Focus taught about lens action. This was a big idea. It meant how curved glass bends light. Lenses can focus light. They can also spread it out. Most kids just use glasses, or cameras, or magnifying glasses. They don't know how they work. Focus wanted to change that. He knew the secret. A curved lens bends each light ray. It bends them differently. It depends on where the ray hits the lens.
"See?" Focus would say. He held up a lens. "This is a converging lens. It curved outward. It bends light rays inward. They meet at one spot. We call that the focal point." He swapped it for another. "This is a diverging lens. It curved inward. It bends light rays outward. They spread apart." He tapped his tiny coat. "That's how every optical device works. Your eye has a converging lens. A magnifying glass is a converging lens. A telescope uses them. Reading glasses too. Lenses are everywhere." He loved to say it. He wanted everyone to know. Lens action was super important. It was all around us. Focus loved to show how lenses worked. He had special terms for them. First, there were converging, convex lenses. He held one up. It was thick in the middle. It curved out like a tiny hill. "These lenses bend light inward," he explained. "They bring parallel rays to a single point." He pointed to his eye. "Your eye has one. So does a camera. Magnifying glasses use them. Telescopes too. They make things bigger or help you see far away."
Next, he showed diverging concave lenses. This one was thin in the middle. It curved inward like a tiny valley. "These lenses spread light rays out," Focus said. "They make things seem smaller or help people who can't see far." He tapped his own eye rings. "Some glasses for nearsighted people use these." "Every lens has a focal length," Focus continued. He held up two converging lenses. One was thick, one was thinner. "This is the distance from the lens to the spot where light meets." He put the thick lens down. "A thick lens has a short focal length. It's super powerful. It bends light a lot." He picked up the thinner one. "A thinner lens has a longer focal length. It's less powerful. It bends light less." He made a whoosh sound. "It's all about how much the light bends." He then talked about images. "Sometimes light rays really meet. They make a real image." He held up a magnifying glass. "You can project this image onto a screen." He pointed to a leaf. "But if you just look through a magnifying glass, you see a virtual image. The rays only seem to meet. You can't project it." He winked. "It's a bit like magic, but it's just physics." "Your eye lens is amazing," Focus told everyone. "It's a converging lens. It focuses light onto your retina. That's at the back of your eye. As you get older, your eye lens gets stiff. It can't bend as well. That's why some grown-ups need reading glasses." He made an old person face. "They help the eye lens do its job."
Focus always said, "You can do this yourself." He believed in DIY. It's absolutely possible. Get a magnifying glass. Find a piece of paper. You can make a simple projector. Two convex lenses, a cardboard tube. You have a telescope. He clapped his paws. Optics is not just for scientists. It's hands-on fun. Focus grew up high in the Canopy Village. It was part of Prism Forge. His family were forest watchers. They watched for danger. They watched for new plants. They were langurs. Their special eye rings helped them see well. They had great vision. They needed to understand focus. They needed to know about depth. For many generations, they had a saying, "Your eye is a lens. Learn how lenses work. Then you will understand how you see." Focus took that lesson to heart. He carried it forward. When Focus was 12, he walked to Prism Forge. He wanted to be a lens master. Optic was the head mentor. Optic looked at Focus. "What is lens action?" Optic asked. Focus stood up tall. "Converging lenses bring parallel rays to a point," he said. "Diverging lenses spread them apart. That's how every optical device works. Eyes, cameras, telescopes, magnifying glasses. It's all the same physics." Optic smiled. "You are appointed," he said. Focus felt a thrill. He was ready to teach. In his workshop, Focus loved to show things. He picked up a converging lens. He had his tiny projection screen ready. "Watch this," he said. He aimed a small flashlight at the lens. The light went through. He moved the screen. He found the perfect spot. A sharp, bright dot appeared. "See that?" he asked. "That's the focal point. All the parallel rays meet right here."
He moved the screen back a little. The dot blurred. It became a fuzzy circle. "Now it's out of focus," he explained. "The lens still bends the light, but the screen isn't in the right place. It's not catching the rays when they all meet." He swapped the lens. He put in a diverging lens. "Now watch," he said. He aimed the flashlight again. The light hit the screen, but it just spread out. It made a big, dim circle. "See," he said. "The rays spread out. There's no focal point on this side. The focal point is on the other side. It's a virtual one." He tapped the lens. "It's like the light thinks it came from there." Focus stood proudly. "I am Focus," he announced. "I teach lens action. Remember this. Converging lenses bring rays to a point. Diverging lenses spread them out. You just have to pick the right lens for the job." Focus was always gentle. "Don't be scared of optics labs," he said. "They look fancy, but they are not hard." He held up two simple lenses. "Two cheap lenses. A piece of card. You have a working projector." He grinned. "Two cheap lenses. A cardboard tube. You have a working telescope." He clapped his paws. "Optics is super easy to do yourself. It's one of the most hands-on parts of physics." He looked around. "Lenses are everywhere," he said softly. "And now you can name what they're doing." And the students felt a warm little spark of pride. The world hadn't gotten smaller. It had gotten friendlier, like meeting someone you'd passed 100 times and finally learning their name.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Focus. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.